A study released this month says levels of toxins responsible for paralytic shellfish poisoning taken from samples around Haines this summer are all well above the Food and Drug Administration's limit. Senior scientist Bruce Wright with the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association told KHNS that the PSP situation has been dire in Alaska for years, but new findings suggest it's getting worse. Wright says in a recent study that the level of toxins that cause PSP are higher and more prevalent than ever before. According to the study, samples were collected in May and June of this year in Chilkoot Inlet, Tysinke Harbor, and Viking Cove. All species tested in 2015 exceeded the FDA limit of 80 micrograms per 100 grams. Dungeness crab from Tysinke Harbor tested the highest for PSP at 810 micrograms per 100 grams, according to the study.
Some of the animals concentrate the toxins. One pathway is through bivalves, clams, mussels, scallops, oysters. It's not all of Southeast Alaska. There's places where there's crab where it's always high in PSP, and we're playing Russian roulette with PSP by selling live crab out of those locations.
But crabs are a little different. The toxins, which originate in algae, concentrate in the guts or viscera, not the meat. Shellfish affected by the poison don't look, smell, or taste any different than healthy ones, but once ingested, it can be deadly. Symptoms include tingling in the lips and extremities and can progress to dizziness and shortness of breath. According to the state, death can occur in as little as 2 hours in severe cases. Cooking or freezing shellfish does not get rid of PSP. Wright also says anything that eats bivalves or crab affected by PSP can get sick or die. There have been reported cases of PSP in humans in Alaska with several deaths attributed to the poisoning.
Sea otters, people, bears, wolves, whatever goes out and digs clams or eats mussels off the rocks, they're at risk of getting PSP and dying.
Wright says that the annual summer PSP spikes can happen in bays and coves where the organism that causes PSP flourishes, but the randomness of these events can be perplexing and future PSP levels are difficult to predict. Sampling began in Haines in 2010 after a PSP scare. He suggests more monitoring of algae blooms that harbor PSP would be a good start for protecting the public. But people who harvest bivalves to eat fresh do so at their own risk.
It's just one of those little 2.5-inch mussels from Viking Cove last year could kill the whole boatload of people, could kill 10 people, one mussel.
As for Dungeness crab and shrimp that Wright tested, high levels of PSP were found in the guts, which most people don't eat, he says. If the crab or shrimp are cleaned before consumption, the meat is safe to eat. On the commercial end, live crab are not tested for PSP in Alaska before they're sold. Wright says if it was tested, the live crab fishery in northern Southeast Alaska would cease to exist.
They should be tested. These hot spots should be tested, or they should have a non-live crab fishery. That's what the regulations should require.
Longtime Haines crabber Terry Pardee disagrees.
I feed my family Dungeness crab, have it for 45 years, I eat them. Yeah, it's just nonsense.
Pardee says some of his customers cook the crab whole and eat everything, including the guts.
As far as I know, everybody's still alive.
To be clear, Pardee is not denying that PSP exists, he says. And while he says he is aware of high levels of PSP in bivalves,
There's been no evidence whatsoever linking anybody that was afflicted with or died of PSP from eating Dungeness crab.
Pardee says after a fisherman passed away in 2010 from what was originally thought to be PSP, his business suffered. According to news reports at the time, the state medical examiner determined the cause of death to be heart disease, though the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services maintained that the culprit was PSP. Pardee says his catches are safe.
Nor am I going to feed anybody a product that's dangerous.
George Scanlon is the shellfish permit coordinator for DEC Food Safety and Sanitation. He confirmed that DEC does not test live Dungeness crab, but only the processed ones that have been eviscerated.
Our guidance basically to folks is that if they are to consume Dungeness crabs that are not tested, we strongly recommend that they clean out, the butter.
Louisa Castrodale is an epidemiologist with the State Health Department. She says that samples that have tested high don't automatically equate to human illness.
I think that's one of the trickiest things about PSP is that we're all looking for some great predictors of when you might expect more illness, and it's more complex than that.
Many factors contribute to whether the toxin rears up or not, and knowing when and where shellfish will have toxins, if at all, is impossible to predict. But Wright maintains that there's no stopping PSP. Monitoring is one answer to curbing the number of people who get sick, as well as taking stock of when and how bivalves are harvested. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.